Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Oh,
Don't panic, don't be paranoid. When you see the blue boys coming, just act natural. Baby, it's natural what we grow.
Courting like, leave the scene. We don't court anymore. If you ask a teenager what courting is, or really what chivalry is, you know, for that matter, do you think
they
know?
That's not in the 70s, isn't it? Like, I didn't even hear about that in the 80s. I think that was, like, out when, like, after our parents made us. Yeah, it's gone.
So which one, chivalry or courting?
Which both.
They don't court, they go together.
Right, exactly. Okay, because in the 80s, that's exactly what it was. We go together. Check the box, okay. Yes or no. That was chivalry right there. He handed you the note himself.
I'll go with
and
him.
Do you love me, yes or no?
Exactly. Check the box. What does
Maybe.
It say? Check the box.
Folks,
with a smiley face
beside, chivalry.
Yes. Come on, man.
Where has it gone? It's not encouraged anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, the role models aren't there, you know?
It left with our fathers. I don't know. Like, I haven't the slightest idea. Oh, excuse me.
Somebody over
there. That's where it went.
Courtesy towards women has always been expected, but I think over the past few decades, you know, it's kind of slipped away. Is chivalry dead? Join us. Give us your perspective tonight. 917-889-3926. It's Hump Day in the city here on Team Hama Radio Live. We will. Be right back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We the on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we the on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. I do this third day, I ain't on no frail shit, so what you want, what you need, come here, let me scare your shit. Run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave it with no dick. Head popping, head busting, yeah, boy.
Let it drop and watch it hit us motherfuckers, but it's kill me and your family, and I'm gone by noon, you done by six. OMG, another slip, can't even smoke a pound of shit. Those who try, I'm gagging, bitch, I'm overdose, I'm laughing, bitch. I feel in the front, y'all lagging, bitch. It's coming to drop a classic, bitch. I'm on some old Max and shit, some old Freeport, Miss Jackson shit. We fresh out the pills and grab them, bitch.
Pills and drop, pills and drop. We on them pills, I pop my pills and drop.
And that is our boy, O.D. Pills and Dro. And I must say, I seem to like all of his hooks. They're real
right.
catchy on these songs. I really like them. Whether I like the content of the song or not, that really doesn't matter. I really like the hook.
Right.
Go ahead,
right.
O.D. Like, you know, I don't
Everybody
know anything about Pills and Dro. But I tell
right.
you what, I sure do like that song. Well, TM Hyman Radio Live, thanks for joining us this Hump Day Wednesday. Chivalry, does it still exist? I'd like to hear what some of the men have to say. Terrence, why don't we start with you?
You know what? I think it does exist. Personally, I think, you know, chivalry is applied where women deserve it. I don't
okay.
think all women deserve it. You know, if you don't act, first of all, if you don't act like a lady, if you don't carry yourself in a respectable manner, I mean, why should you be respected?
What's a respectable manner to you, sir?
I mean, a respectable manner is, one, being a lady, acting like a lady at all times. If you know, I mean, a lot of women don't know how to be women. And then I think some of that is conditioning. You know, you've had to step up, you know, be the quote-unquote man in the house, man in the relationship. You know, I hear that crap women be talking. I mean, but at the end of the day, a man wants a lady, you know? And if you
expect
to be treated like a lady,
though.
You got to act like, well, I get that. But I was asked about chivalry. That's my perspective.
Excuse me.
Right.
917-889-3926. Hey, men,
call
up.
The window.
I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're not honest. But come on. You know, I mean, women that act like tramps, sluts, hookers, that's how you get treated.
Mm.
Oh, but
y'all throw
really?
Money at them. What you talking about? Y'all throw money at them.
But you know what? I do agree with you to some extent on that, though, Terrence,
yeah.
because you will only be treated the way you allow people to treat you. You know, chivalry, it does exist. Why? Because I won't take anything less than that. You know? I feel as though I should be respected and treated a certain way, and I won't go for anything less than that. So if you can't open the door, then
When you set that standard, we comply.
Right.
If you don't
and
set
a lot
a standard,
of it's just common courtesy,
we're
going to
create
female
our
or
own.
No female. Right, but
well,
a lot of it's
what?
Common courtesy, female or no female. It's just respectful, you know. You don't have to just hold the door for a female. I mean, when you walk in a store, you hold the door for people. Well, you should, you know. You shouldn't let the door, you know, shut in place. So why would you not open a door for someone that you're with? You know, it's just common courtesy. But I don't expect and won't accept anything less than that. So, yeah,
it's common courtesy, though,
for me.
If you were trained, if you have home training, what's common courtesy for us, you know, as Generation X, you know, maybe totally oblivious, you know, to Generation, you know, Y, Z, because at the end of the day, it's about those role models. It's about what's encouraged. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe home training was encouraged in the 90s. Those kids
right.
that was coming up in the 90s, and definitely the 21st century, you know, teenagers, come on, they were raised by teenagers. So at the end of the day, unless grandma was involved, you know, or papa was involved, we lack in respect. We lack in common courtesy.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, too, that sometimes women, we as women have to, I want to say this lightly, train men. And what I mean by that, like, for instance, what I may do is stop in front of the door. And we just won't go in because I won't touch it. If you don't open the door, we're not going in then because I'm not going to touch it. And it's like, I mean.
That's a standard.
Right.
That's you setting a standard.
Thing, you know, but then the funny thing is that in certain times, I may not even pay it. Like when I was working and I was always the only woman there. I would just grab the door. I wouldn't even think about it, but then I'd be in my moments where I would just stop in front of the door. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I don't know. You have to force
it. I mean, no, I get it. I get that, and I think this is true. Believe it or not, a lot of men are looking to be led by their significant other. At the end of the day, that's why most men get married, you know, because they want their wife, their woman, their confidant to take care of business. We want to follow your lead. But I want to go back and clarify my perspective because people listening, wherever you are in the world, don't think that I'm not courteous. I'm definitely a courteous person. But chivalry deals with relationship, deals with intimacy. When you are talking about intimacy, sometimes it could be a quickie situation. Ain't no damn chivalry cracking with a quickie. But if you're setting a standard, guess what? I'm going to follow your lead. 917-889-3926. Area code 202. Last four digits, 4083. Want to get in on it. Chivalry. Is it dead? Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
This is Coop calling from D.C.
What up, Coop?
What's
hey,
going on, y'all? Hey.
Chivalry.
Coop. Chivalry is only dead if you let it be dead, but right now it probably does need a little bit of CPR.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It does need to revive. But, I mean, like, how do you do that,
chivalry?
Though?
When do you apply chivalry, Coop?
I mean, I do it all the time, you know, from whether I'm with a girlfriend or my mother or my daughter. Like, I'm out with my daughter. That's how you, as a father, that's how you treat your daughter to expect it, by when you go places
absolutely
with them, holding the door for them and everything, and just the way that you treat them. I had a guy, like, I put my daughter in, like, yoga camps and horseback riding camps, and the guy I work with, he knows that, and he's like, man, you're going to make it hard for these dudes out here, because she's going to expect that type of stuff or expect guys to be interested
that's
in that type
right
of stuff. And I'm like, I do that on purpose. But,
right.
But it's also a two-way street because females have to have a certain amount of chivalry about them, not just to expect it, but to give it out to the males.
No.
Just as quick as some females. Y'all can do it just by being like, say you get in the car with a guy, he lets you in the car first, and his door
you
is locked like in the movie Bronx Tale.
You unlock his door.
That's right.
Yeah.
He shouldn't
have to use his key.
Right.
Or if y'all out to eat and he's up there, he's paying for the meal, you know, you just be like, hey, I'm going to take care of the tip. Or
yeah,
I'm going to buy him, after we go, I'm going to buy him a dessert.
Yeah, Toya.
I'm with
you. Toya, I need you, girl. That's what's up, man.
See, I'm with you, Coop.
Oh,
yeah. See, I'm telling you, y'all need to get somebody like me.
Okay. I know that's right.
But you know what, Coop?
Good
job, Coop. You make sure you raise your daughter the way that she should be treated when she gets older. My daughter, you know, she's in a lot of that stuff, too, horseback riding. You know, that's good. Right. Put her in some things that are a little different, a little culture to her. Make it hard for them when she gets older. That way you'll have to worry about her getting a bunch of knuckleheads around her. She'll have some people to have a little culture and some sense with them, too.
Good job, because that'll help her choose her friends, though. Like, really, that'll help her choose her friends and her interests in life. And she's not going to want to be around people that aren't talking about anything or gossiping all the time. You know, I mean, yeah, it's how you set your kids. Like, my kid, she don't like being around people who gossip. But, like, you know, I teach her, you know, how she should be treated and so forth. And like, you know, I used to take her out on, like, we would have, like, dates. And, yes, I was her mom, but still, it was like, you know, it was just she and I. So, you know, we would go on dates to, like, Red Lobster and places like that. So when someone else would ask her, well, where you want to go eat, McDonald's, she's like, no, let's go to Olive Garden, or let's go to Red Lobster. Or let's go, you know, she's naming, like, grown-up places. I mean, you know, but it's like now nobody can just, you know, I don't know, just treat her any kind of way. It she knows it's better than just, yeah.
You're helping,
you know,
to set a standard. It yeah. is 10:26 on the East Coast, 7:26 on the West Coast. Chivalry, it needs to be revived. Coop said it needs some CPR. We'll keep the conversation going. Right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
WDJC, DM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, that's Chester Gregory. If you only, you can check Chester Gregory out in the new Whoopi Goldberg Broadway play, Sister Act, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. It's Toya.
Tonight, I just wanted to touch on how to avoid this year's new top scams, and some of them aren't new, but they're still on the top scams list. We all know that money and finances have been hit the hardest these past few years due to the state of the economy, and so because of this, people are pretty much turning to any and everything to help their situation. So just be sure to look out for the following quote-unquote rip-off scams. Job schemes. Just beware of phony placement companies. They appear to be like temp agencies, but they're not. Many of them are into identity theft, so just keep that in mind. Another, you need to be on the lookout for debt relief and settlement services. They rip people off by charging an upfront fee that you have to pay to negotiate with lenders, and at the end of it all, they really aren't doing anything to fix your credit for legitimate services and help, you want to log on to www.nfcc.org. Also be on the lookout for crooked foreclosure help. This is a really big one right now, especially since a lot of people are in foreclosure and are losing their homes. Same type of scheme as the debt relief and settlement services. So just be on the lookout for that. You don't want to pay any money up front for services that you're not going to get in the long run. Just log on to HUD.gov. HUD.gov to find out about good foreclosure help. Timeshare resellers, you know, a better way to help your budget than to dump the costly timeshare that you bought when times were a little better. So deceptive resellers will charge you several thousand dollars to list the property and then you never hear from them again after you pay. You all know you can list your own properties just on Craigslist. So, you know, just think of that as an option. Work-at-home rip-offs. Right now, that's good at tantalizing, like, stay-at-home moms, those that are unemployed or disabled, by promising big money, but not before you actually invest hundreds of dollars first. Also, just be on the lookout for wandering contractors, people that are offering to fix up homes and do any type of odd jobs for a little bit of money. You want to be on the lookout for that and just, avoid working with someone that you're not familiar with. You can look in Yellow Pages for contractors, or you can check with people who actually have experience with contractors. And the lousy gold deals that you're seeing on TV, you can see the kiosk in different malls. The value of gold did surge last year, but not enough that you can mail in a few pairs of odds and ends or earrings or broken necklaces and get hundreds of dollars. So look out for that as well. Just keep an eye out for a lot of scams that are going on in this year, especially because of the economy. Remember, you don't have to put out a lot of money for services. You usually get services before you pay. So look out for all of that.
Tips to help us keep money in our pockets and to keep us from being scammed. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Whoa.
To touch my body, she's talking to me like I'm a kindergartner. Today she's on mine, tomorrow she's on his. What you think of me playing out hell and this? You think I'm plugging it because she's a dime? It's nothing like that, she's just a friend of mine. Wanna throw a fit cause she is my kind. Tell the truth, baby, I ain't got the time. If you think I'm trying to scheme, do you honestly believe that I would bring you out for you to be with me? What type of cat would I really be? So why'd you grab your coat and hit the door and leave?
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I admit you're just a friend of mine.
Yeah, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different and it's all in your mind. I admit you're just a friend of mine.
Oh, no. About 100 G's. I have to let you know I took it seriously. I wanna tie the knot and raise a family. I want you to be there to the end of me. I'm not frivolous, I don't waste my dough. So why would I blow it over friendly hoes? Because they got my tatty, everybody knows. Cruising in the caddy, giving body blows. Need to listen to your heart, cause your eyes deceive. You only took a glance and made a mess of things. If I told you once, I told you 100 times. She ain't getting dick, she's just a friend of mine.
It's different and it's all in your mind. I admit you're just a friend of mine.
Girl, it's all in your mind. She's just a friend of mine.
Bumping your head, eating pussy for breakfast. I float so precious in the chromed out Lexus. None of these bitches can catch it cause I stay on some next shit. Now how you gonna come and complex it? And since we in the same house, I'ma have to come and address it. Bout shorty with the tatty, I ain't gonna sweat it. But don't think I'ma forget it, you gon' regret it. Bigger things we go through. I got your social, I will broke you. Invite friends over to smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Believe, and I will bring you out for you to be with me.
Your reality is different and it's all.
Friend of Mine, featuring Lil' Kim. Hump Day, Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. It's 10:41 on the East Coast, 7:41 on the West Coast. It's your hip-hop informer, all the way live with CeeLo from Charlotte, Didi from Chesapeake, Toya from Newark. And, yo, joining us right now on the show, we're talking about chivalry tonight. Yo, is those dudes from JP.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, fellas.
What's going on, world? It's Slim Frazier, one and only.
Kid,
I your baby mama's favorite.
Kid, I see. JP, fuck a freak. TNG.
All
right. Hey, that's what's good, fellas. Hey, somebody having
still
trouble with the whip.
Still in the car. How you gonna do that?
Yeah, not their car, CeeLo. Get those keys back. Yo. Hey, again, welcome to the show. We got new music from KP. But what's been going on, fellas? I think we talked to y'all like last year sometime. I talked to somebody last year sometime.
Right. A lot of things has happened since then.
Yeah, definitely.
We got a mixtape we just
finished. Working
hard
in the studio, basically, man. Trying to move forward. Slow progress, better than no progress, you understand me?
Hey, I know what that's like, bro. Hey, delayed but not denied, right?
Right.
No.
Other than that,
I heard
we're trying to make things happen. How y'all holding up? Welcome to the Guillotine Volume 2. You know, it's here.
All
right. It's on thatpiff.com if you want to go ahead and check it out, download it. You know what I'm saying?
Thatpiff.com.
Yeah.
Guillotine Volume 2, KP.
Yeah.
Yo, we got a few. But go ahead and throw off into this one right here you got for the people. Y'all brought three over with you.
Yeah. Right now, you're probably about to check out VA State of Mind, which consists of my man K Dot and MAC, you know what I'm saying? Then get y'all word from it. You see how y'all like it. Hope the world love it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We're going to check out VA State of Mind, then come back and talk to these dudes about chivalry. Ask them, is it dead? Damn, out of real life.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing left behind. High of the high life is VA State of Mind. On the city thing, on the city thing, on the city thing, on the city thing, on.
Just a man with a goal and a mission. Foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what's written. Play my hand, never fold to the system. Holes in the glitches. Rather be blind in a mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate and the distance. The hisses, you can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition. No days off, no break in the mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. This city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years and 4 minutes. I'm so Guinness in the flames, see a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you, MAC.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing's left behind.
Tell me don't mess up the MC name. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin Mr. Big Shot and went hot sauce. Went from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore. Off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders.
top heavy Cobra, free for the pedal, now my feet on the pedal, now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle, now I gotta put the beats on my level, we either come together or run forever, sink or swim, get your trunks together, I run this city.
Out here on the bike, looking out for my, waiting for the spotlight, looking out of time, I just wanna shine, just to be high, high of the highlights, it's the end of mine, I'm on the city, I'm on the city, I'm on the city, I'm on the city,
first on TM Hyman Radio Live. That was KP with VA State of Mind. And with that in mind, I would like to know, where do you guys stand on chivalry? Does it really exist? Take your time and respond.
It's like chivalry is like it's a new day and age, basically. So when it comes chivalry, you know, I'm old fashioned. Ain't got to pull out no chairs no more, open the car door, none of that. More like if I buy you a nice Dolce & Gabbana or a Dooney & Burke bag or, you know what I'm saying, come through and take you to the movie, thing like that, you know what I'm saying? So ain't necessarily dead, but new day and age, so, you know what I'm saying, different kinds and different forms of chivalry. So.
If I like that right there.
Yeah, I do too, hey.
New
okay,
day,
the other gentleman.
Different type of chivalry.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old-fashioned anyway. If I open the car door or pull out a chair, it's for my mama, you know what I'm saying? New day and age.
So
like,
that means that, like, you don't open the door for the woman you're with or, like, if you go on a date?
Yeah, it's just in different forms, you might look at it. Female might look at it as corny, too, you know what I'm saying? So it depends on the type of person or type of class you got with yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood where...
Hey.
It's kind of looked down on anyway, you know what I'm saying? So
did you hear that, CeeLo? To where a woman would actually think that pulling her chair out or opening the door is corny?
I don't even believe
that. Those values and those standards.
Yes, I mean, and you're right. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm from the hood, but I don't think that's corny. But then at the same time, the younger girls, they may think that.
Yeah,
you
know, got.
I mean, you know, early 20s or something. Yeah, probably so. Okay, fine.
New day and age, like I said, a new day and age. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all seen Bronx Hill? You know, I open the car door, you don't reach over and unlock it for me. What you call that? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's different form of chivalry. A female can do the same thing, just for the man. You know what I'm saying? So.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, there are certain things we can do for you guys. You know, like I don't know. Make
I mean,
sure.
Like, I come home. I play ball too. I play ball. I'm an athlete myself. So I come home, and you know, I might be beat down, body all banged up from ball and whatever. A nice back rub. That's chivalry right there from a female standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. A rub
what?
Down. You know, deal with that. So it is things that y'all can do. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to open my car door. I do that myself. You ain't got to feed
it's
me.
It's Wednesday.
You ain't got to feed me grace and that myself. I'm going to do it myself.
So I don't need no grace.
I wouldn't
mind. Just want a little back rub.
Yeah.
Hump day in the city.
Rubber bands.
February 9th, 2011. Hey, we got KP hanging out with us tonight. Hey,
what does that stand for?
Which member?
King Palace. KP. King Palace. Is also sucker free. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
We stay away from the fake ones. You know what I mean?
Okay, King Palace.
King's Palace.
Yeah.
All right, for folks who may not be familiar,
in the front over
because
here.
We had two, I'm sorry, we had two voices on the line initially. One dropped off.
Yeah,
who are we
yeah,
talking to right now?
Talking to Slough Fraser, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Big Mom's favorite, you know what I'm saying? So. I'm kind of like I'm out here in the cold waiting on something to go down, you know what I'm saying? So, but keep y'all on what we're doing. Hope y'all weather
hey,
out.
Man.
All right.
Well, we promoting Guillotine 2. Yo,
yeah.
Pick it up.
Welcome to the Guillotine, Volume 2, on thatpiff.com right now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, let's get into another joint right now. KP, hey, this is called Go Off.
Yeah, Go Off. Yeah,
You can download this from thatpiff.com right now, along with a whole new project.
Definitely.
Hey, give them a website address, man. How can they check y'all out?
Twitter, KP_suckerfree. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like, yeah, just hit us up on Twitter, KPSuckerfree. Don't forget to put the underscore.
KPSuckerfree. Let's check out Go Off. Team Hammer Radio Live.
Feet hit the pavement, another long night. Thoughts still racing. I run in the innocent, the flag gon' make them. 151 10 shot, no chasing. That's how I'm feeling the night, y'all. Hating on the sun, so they pray for the nightfall. Crazy or sane, and I know it's a tight walk. Some trying to see is there a flaw in the hype, y'all. They wanna know is he real when the mic's off. Girls wanna know, can he prove when the light's off? Can he really do that? How good is he? Did he really move that? Use that, did he? Is he one of the illest out of the city? Don't mind if I say, hottest out of the state, yeah. Come forth, you really want to debate. Dick talks like a rest, rookie or a vet. Before he left, he even snitched on his right hand. Better keep your shit on a nightstand. I mean, keep the case so close, you can call it a sight brand. Things get the blind, never know where they might land. Expose your lies, don't believe what you might do. My boat's so live, you can call it a Skype crew. Get another call, truck pulling off. My bitch fuck them all, yeah, and then it's quite loose. So you can front all that you want like a cat parachute when you was pushed from the jump. Guaranteed you won't land on your feet, though, in the fire. Ashes spread on the East Coast.
The Benz, yeah, the Beamer, 45 steamer, red knock demon, your dreadlock demon, then the average motherfucker. That's the average motherfucker. Touch it, rap with you, just me, clap fucker. I ain't got strap with you niggas, I'll let the hammer fuck. Give 15 minutes, the ambulance wrap them up. Tell them foul up, down one baller. Go to pocket biggie, they be trying to tell us. Handle us, you better swallow a sack of camel nut. Go against suck free, better pick a hammer up. And start building your own guillotine. Off with the heads and go against the team. Go against the grain, created our own lane. So we can say fuck you and do our own thing. I show out and I show off, go in and I go off. Keep hanging with them dumb motherfuckers and get so off. We tighten the crew up, they got indicted, we blew up. You see it how we see it, they ain't doing nothing to us. You's an average motherfucker, let the average motherfucker. You just TMZ, bitch, can't do it how we does it.
I get you something to talk about. We see you frontin' where you are. We go off. T-F-A-C. It's the motherfucking guillotine.
Just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
WHAC, TM Holland Radio Live, fun black facts. KP hanging out. Yo, that song was called Go Off.
Wow. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Hey, who are the producers on this Welcome to the Guillotine project, man?
H21, you know what I'm saying? That's my man, J-Max. We got a few in-house, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all of them, by the way, though. H21, definitely, you know what I'm saying? We rocking with the fam, TMG, FDR, KP Sucker Free. We do it, Virginia, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Hey, that's what's good. That Piff, I see y'all got a few downloads already, man. Again, welcome to the Guillotine Volume 2 is the project, folks. You've heard VA State of Mind. You've heard Go Off. We got another joint coming up called Fat Lady. We're going to play before we get out of here. Is KP,
King Palace. KP Sucker Free, a.k.a. King Palace. I'm Slim Frazier, a.k.a. your baby mama's favorite.
Baby mama's favorite. And there's two other members in the group, right?
Yeah, K.Dot Cheek, M.A.C., you know what I'm saying? Royalty in the flesh. That's where that KP come from. We feel we all kings of where we from, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Welcome to the Paradox on the way. That's the album coming soon, the Paradox, you know what I'm saying? So right now, you got Welcome to the Guillotine Volume 3, the execution coming real soon. So we're gonna dead the guillotine thing. Right now we're just working on the album. So other than that, it's three of us though, Royalty in the flesh, so this is what you get.
How long has the group been together?
I say about since 03. About 03 now. So
03, long time
in the making. Yeah, long time in the making.
How did it all come together?
We're each from different cities, too, by the way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of tough to do that nowadays, being from, you know what I'm saying, different backgrounds. So I'm from a part called Newport News, what we call Bad News. And they from Norfolk and Virginia Beach, you feel me? It's three different cities all rolled in one. That's what you get. It's Virginia.
No doubt. We love VA. We love Hampton Roads.
We're trying to do something a little different this time around, man. We're going to hold Virginia down, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Well, you do a good job.
You have no choice.
No choice.
Angels, I'll open it up to you.
Well... let me ask you this. So, like, where do you see you guys? Like, are you gonna do like mixtapes for how long? Like, are you trying to become mainstream, or do you want to stay underground?
Yeah, it's about time we go mainstream. We're gonna do two more mixtapes. So, we're gonna do this last Guillotine thing. Then we're gonna work on another one. Then we're gonna push the album right after that. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't but so long you can stay underground and be satisfied with it. So, you know what I'm saying? About time we get a little of this green light, you know what I'm saying, take off.
Now pause, because we do this sometimes. I want to have a small production meeting. So, T, do you think that, I mean, is it still time for them to be able to register for the mixtape summit?
Well, we got Johnny stopping past in our entertainment news segment, and I believe folks are still registering right now. What she's talking about, folks, is going down. Hack Media, producers of TM Hyman Radio Live, are sponsoring the Florida Mixtape Music Summit going down February 25th and 26th, Miami. We will be there broadcasting live. I believe you can go to the website, Florida Mixtape Summit. I think it's Florida Mix Show Summit, www.floridamixshowsummit.com.
It's Florida
radio
Mix
stations
Show
all over the country, specifically all over Florida. Labels will be in the building. It's going down. And I think you'll probably still could register. I know Sincere was on the show the other day, so hopefully he's checking out the website. Hopefully he's listening right now. Sincere, check out the website.
Down to
the Miami Mix Show Summit. Hey, let's get into this next joint right here. It's called Fat Lady.
You know what that means, Fat Lady thing. You know how they're going down.
8 p.m. on the West Coast. KP, King's Palace.
Yeah, Sucker Free Gang.
Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sucker Free.
Yeah.
Baby mama's
favorite.
See him, Hyman
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TPPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Is it breathing? Can I still murk it? Still a heartbeat? This shit perfect.
Yeah.
I wrote a 16.
Yeah.
One of them ill verses.
Come on.
This one a class.
Oh.
I hope he is working. Admire it. R like a pirate.
I'm
team one of the baddest you ever seen since Iron Man, Thor, Spider Man, Avengers. Any beat I kill like an Irishman. You can hang it up like a jersey. You're tiring. Firing the hole. I'm so higher than the hole. Motherfucker blows. Out of this soul. Lord. System. Eyes wide closed, Nicole. I know it's wide shut, but I don't give a fuck. Up my house fly, my bitch drive. My car spoke to me from inside. Suck a free game, KP. East side, hop, skipping the jump, and gripping the pump. You say a word about me, till I'm ripping you up. One in the head, from this one in the head. Different women in bed, cause of the words that I said. Kidnap your mother. Put on speaker, then somebody yells, shoot her like they playing on defense. And no doubt, don't give me a reason to start squeezing this soon. No leash.
No justice, get out of your league. Get out the first heat, boy, get out of your speed. I'm a bad news gangster, fresh out of the peas. Classico, high hands of the keys. Before you mention me, I tend to be fools, no Mr. C. I had your ass talking to God. You better say he and never judge a book by its cover, motherfucker. You can't read, no. Broke me, and now I make sure that your ass bleeds. Young fuck, you all fucked up, mixed breed. But while I'm shifting gears in the 6 feet and fight you to the big league, fuck satisfying the big knees, trick bleed.
Is it breathing? Can I still murk it?
Okay.
Still a heartbeat?
Yeah.
And this shit perfect.
Okay.
I wrote a 16,
yeah.
One of them ill verses.
Yeah.
When a classic, hope is working.
You got that fight, I ain't giving you shit.
It's
money over everything as long as I exist. King of the jungle, you great lying shit. I'd rather lie your shit before I lie your shit. You gon' die like that before you fly your shit. So I caught your bitch attention, iron shit. Now I rule your house with an iron fist. Got your nose for this shit, get the fire.
Log on to www.hacmedia.com, click PM Hyman Radio Live, follow the show. KP King's Palace, that was called Fat Lady. Yo, that's three jams off that Welcome to the Guillotine 2 joint. Log on to datpiff.com. Yo, download the whole damn project.
Basically, you know what I'm saying? We ain't getting y'all, you know what I'm saying, none of that bullshit that's going on nowadays. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to showcase what the fuck we doing. You know, basically, just being us. Royalty in the flesh, that.
Yeah. Royalty in the flesh. Hey, man, thanks for stopping past, hanging out with us. Hey, your friends to the show. Yo, tell the whole crew, we forget them for fronting on us tonight, but you held it down.
Yeah. Look, they close vibe, but it just so happens I'm trapping right now. So, you know what I'm saying? This for all, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the family, KP, Sucker Free, TMG, FDR, Matt, K Dot, Sin, I see you. Y'all there in Cali right now where the weather's good, you know what I'm saying? But look, you know, it's Virginia holding it down. Appreciate the love y'all showing us, too, you know what I'm saying? For the mutual vice versa and all that. So, y'all keep holding
no
down,
doubt, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Come back, you know, any time, dude. We're going to keep spinning them.
Right.
My man, yo, from King's Palace. Yo,
yeah.
You can Twitter. Hey, hit him up with the Twitter again, man.
Yeah, Twitter, at Twitter, KP underscore sucker free. That's SuckerFree. You know what I'm saying? Sucker free. You know what I'm saying?
No
yeah.
doubt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. It's Hump Day in the City. Folks, it's 11:06. Coming up. entertainment national news, followed by health and wellness. 917-889-3926 is the number. Jump on it. Chivalry is the conversation tonight. Is it dead? We're getting a lot of different perspectives tonight. Won't you share yours?
Yes, sir.
Hey, a lot of different perspectives on chivalry. We have not heard from Miss Willingham tonight. Domare, chivalry,
is it dead?
I mean, unfortunately, I'm going to say this.
You said, hell yeah, it's dead?
Unfortunately, it is very hard to find consistent chivalry. Chivalry with no expectation.
Right.
Let's not get it confused. Don't do it because you're expecting something.
Okay.
Do it because you were raised to do it. Do it because you love and you want to do it, because that's how you respect and show your woman love and respect. And vice versa. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, is it, yeah, it's hard to find. Is it dead? H-year, man. H-year. I'm going for the H-year. One for the H-year.
Let's go to the phones.
One for the
H-year. 757. Last four digits. 5356. Tell us your name when you call a pro. The world is yours.
What up, what up? Sincere calling from Vegas.
Hi.
Yo, dude.
Sincere.
That's a traveling Mac right there. All the way from Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Sincere. Is chivalry dead? Diddy says, hell yeah, it's dead.
Chivalry is not dead. I mean, Diddy is messing with the wrong dude.
Aww.
Hey, now.
That's all that is. I had a discussion about that last night in California. And this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say what I'm going to say real fast. The problem is women these days so busy listening to the songs about independence that they forget how to be a woman and how to let a man be a man. That's the problem. So here we go. Every day, women... When you single, I'm going to put it to you like this. When you single, get your hair done, get your nails done, you open the door for yourself, you pull the chair out for yourself, you cook yourself dinner and all that, and then you get with a man, and that man don't do that, but you stay with that man, and you let this man fraudulently love you. So if chivalry is dead for you, it's you who killing it because you staying with that bum.
Oh!
No, you know what? No, Sincere, I agree with you. I agree with you on everything that you said. I wholeheartedly agree with you 100%. Honest, I just got finished sitting here telling a young lady that if chivalry is dead due to the reason because women kill it. We don't demand it from our men. We don't raise our kids with it. Therefore, and we let it go on. You are absolutely correct. I support that. Even though I said it is dead, that's why.
We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Changing the chord, with money music, selling out the store.
quick for the dominant. This is the final destination, homie. You better not get close, you better back up off me. Because you know I got that jerking on me. They on their tippy toes, ready to get up in something. We gangsta walking over here. North, North, Funky Town. West, Wood is up in here. East, Memphis represent. Put them hands up in the air. You know every time we ride, we putting Memphis on the back.
We screaming,
non-seated Super Bowl attendees. Well, as of yesterday, there's a $5 million lawsuit in place. A class action lawsuit has been filed alleging breach of contract, fraud, and deceptive sales practices. And if you guys aren't up with what I'm talking about, the NFL announced a few hours to kickoff of the Super Bowl that 1,250 seats, were deemed unsafe. So they were kind of misplaced and misshoveled. So they made like over millions of dollars for these tickets, but, these people were put wherever or not seated. So I want to know if the NFL, if this is even going to make it to court is what I want to know. But on to other world news. And we're in week two of this chaos in Egypt, right? So to add fuel to this fire, thousands of workers went on strike throughout Egypt. So along with the protesters, there's no work going on. So, it's like I don't know what this is going to snowball into because the protesters are still asking for President Mubarak to step down before his September scheduled exit. So, hopefully they can resolve this conflict and hopefully, the United States doesn't really have to get too involved in that and let them police themselves. Here's just an update on the recovering Representative Gabrielle Giffords. She spoke her first words today that we know of anyway. She asked for toast. This is the representative that was shot back in January during a public gathering. And in music news, Nicki Minaj, her album Pink Friday, it passed the 1 million sales mark. And
congrats.
Her album, yes, and her album is also number one on the Billboard, the top 200 chart. So that's dope. Big up to Nicki. Now, hopefully, her momentum, keeps elevating, and she doesn't, you know, get that mainstream sophomore slump, you know. So, we, yeah, big up to Nikki. And everybody, don't forget to check out KP, the gentleman we had on this evening, King
no,
Talent.
No, KP's not a person.
I said the gentleman. I know, I said the gentleman. Yeah, I didn't say the gentleman, the men.
We got another member of KP hanging out with Mac. We'll bring him up. K-Dot
oh, okay.
Check back with us.
Okay. Well, check out their album, Welcome to the Guillotine 2. You can check that out on thatpiff.com. And also, don't forget to check it out, FloridaMixShowSummit.com. Is going down February 25th and 26th. So the address for anyone listening is 16701 Collins Avenue in Miami Beach, Florida, 33160. Check it out. Be there. It'll be like square or, yeah, something. I don't know.
Hey,
that's all I have to
offer. And you know what?
What?
So you know what? Before
what?
You check out, let's whisk down to Miami, Florida.
Yo, yo, yo.
What are you doing down there in Miami, baby?
Johnny Mars.
Oh, man, it's 85 degrees down here again, man. Another beautiful day in the SLA, baby.
Come on.
Hey,
you know,
man.
We're getting the city ready. We're getting the city ready for all the people coming in town. Huh?
There it is. Hey, hey,
yeah,
thanks for taking time to come and spit it live yourself, dude. This is my dude. He's official.
Man.
He's the official coordinator. Executive director, producer, all that. Florida Mix Show Music Summit. Tell them what it is, Johnny.
Man, y'all know, man. You know, first of all, let me just say, man, it's all about Hack Media. Like, Hack Media is one of the official sponsors of the Florida Mix Show Summit. So, y'all, all y'all listeners, man, make sure y'all support and respect that. But, you know, yeah, man, it's going down February 25th. 26 in Miami, Florida. That's like 2 weeks and like a day away. A 2 weeks, a day and an hour away. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's going to be the biggest event in Florida history, man. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Somebody is leaving with a record deal. You know what I'm saying? Slip and Slide Records sponsoring the Ultimate 16 Bars. You know, you enter just for $99. You got a chance to change your life just for $99. You can change your life and get a record deal and live the 106 and Park BET MTV dream, baby. You know what I mean? It's going down. You know what I mean? February 25th and 26th. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Somebody is going to come up, and it's going to probably be a couple of people going to come up because I know it's going to be monstrous talent. We can only get one person over here at SNS, you know what I mean, and put them on the same label as Rick Ross Prize. So it's going to be a lot of talented artists out there, and they can connect with a lot of A&Rs. You know, we got VPs coming down from New York, VPs coming down from L.A. It's just going to be off the chain, man. So, you know, what can I – you know, you just gotta be there, man, and come see the movie. It's going to be the biggest movie ever.
I know that. Yes.
Hey,
I'm ready
log
to
on. www.floridamixshowsummit.com. FloridaMixShowSummit.com. Hey, be there or be left in the wind. Hey, Johnny, appreciate you, baby.
Hello? What's that?
Appreciate you, dude.
Okay, my man. Hack Media, baby. See y'all
okay.
there.
Hey, we'll be right back, everybody. CeeLo live from Charlotte. Johnny
Bam.
Live from Miami. We'll be right
Bam.
Back. We got my man Mac from KP standing by.
Bam.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Bam.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. High of the high life is DHA of mine. I'm on the city sick. I'm on the city sick. I'm on the city sick. I'm on the city sick.
With a goal and a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what's written. Play my hand, never fold to the system. Holes in the glitches, rather be blind in a mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in a mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years. In 4 minutes, I'm so Guinness in the flames. See a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you. MAC.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine. Waiting for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
About pain, I told them about pain, and I don't mean that one with that big ass chain. Told me don't mess up the MC name. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin missed a big shot and went hot sauce. Went from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore. Off to Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free from the pedal. Now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine. Racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. I'm on the city, 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 I'm on the city
that was from KP. We have KP's very own Matt online with us. Matt, thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Thanks for having me so late. I know my people that came over represented for me had a little technical difficulties, but, you know, I'm back on with y'all.
Not a problem. Now, since you are back on with us, we need to know how you feel about chivalry in these days of, it seems like, what seems to be non-existent. I mean, what is your take on it? Do you think chivalry is dead?
I mean, for me personally, nah. You know, I've always been a gentleman of, you know, if I could say so myself, you know, as far as, you know, maybe holding the door for a young lady, opening up her door to a car door, wait for her to get in and close the door behind her, you know, pulling out the seat for her while we had dinner and then helping her slide the seat back, you know, just little things like that I feel are important, especially for someone that you care about or that you love, you know, to show them just a little more how much more deeper it is for you, you know, just by actions.
That's what's up.
Yes, it is.
A lot of different perspectives tonight, folks. I think we got Coop still hanging out. I mean, Coop is that dude, too. You know, Coop is teaching his daughter. Matt,
yeah.
Do you have kids?
Nah, no kids at all right now.
Okay. I appreciate the fact that on this show, you got real dudes who call up and tell you what it is.
Yeah.
We got CeeLo live from Charlotte tonight. We got Didi live from Chesapeake coming with health and wellness. We got our very own finance expert, Toya. Coop from D.C. Mac, you in VA, right?
Yes, sir.
King's Palace. That's that sucker-free movement.
KP sucker-free. We just cut off the King's Palace and shortened it to KP sucker-free. You know what I'm saying? Just for politics purposes, you know? So.
No doubt. Hey, man, we heard that y'all been together since, I think he said, The baby mama's favorite say 93?
He said since 93.
I think he said since 93.
I don't know if he said since 93. It's been about 6-7 years that we've been together.
No, he said 2003.
Yeah, 2003. Yeah, that was our senior year in high school, yeah.
Okay,
wow.
That's what's good. So tell me this, man. with groups that come together, split up over differences, how does three strong-willed, creative young black men stick it out to create, you know, music on this level? How do you overcome, you know, the button up the heads, if you will?
We've had plenty more members that have come, gone, you know, dropped off for different reasons, stopped working, lost hope, you know, lost sight of the goal and, you know, what we were trying to, you know, get to and everything like that. Because I tell you right now, we started off with about 10 or 12 cats, to be real with you. And then, as you can see, it's only three of us left. So, I mean, for different reasons and everything like that. I mean, we work well as a team together. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. We just pick each other up where some may fall at. It's just about, you know, creativity and having an open mind for the next man's suggestions and just taking it as is like that. And as far as having faith in your teammates, you know, I mean, other than that, it's just strong-willed brothers. Together, just trying to make some good music and hold it down for where we at. And hip-hop.
That's what's good.
Virginia and hip-hop. That's all we're trying to do.
Well, what do you see KP, you know, 3-5 years from now?
You said 3-5 years from now?
Yeah, 3 to 5 years.
Shoot, I mean, I'm on the TVs, at the Grammys, getting a couple awards for some things we done did, maybe some ghostwriting we've done, you know, maybe some movie scores. Get a couple of those and everything. I want my hands in everything.
Okay.
No doubt. So, folks, if you're hearing the voice of Mac from the King's Palace, you know,
MHC, a.k.a. Leader with a Haystack.
Log on to batpiff.com. Welcome to the guillotine, too. All right? Yo, what I can say is the team is serious. They got a serious management. They got a serious CEO, and he bout business. So, you know, I'm trying to help him as he's trying to help me, as we try to help one another. This is Fat Lady. I don't think we've ever done this before. We've never played this many records, you know, like back to back. But when we believe in it, when we support it, we go hard. Fat
Thank
Lady,
you very much.
CM Hyman Radio Live, KPMAC.
All right.
Hump Day Wednesday. Right back.
Is it breathing? Can I still murk it? Still a heartbeat? Cause this shit perfect.
Yeah.
I wrote a 16.
Yeah.
One of them ill verses.
Come on.
This one a classic. I hope you is working. Admire it. R like a pirate. I'm team one of the baddest you ever seen since Iron Man, Thor, Spider-Man, Avengers. Any beat I kill like an Irishman. You can hang it up like a jersey. You're tiring. I'm firing the hole. I'm so higher than the hoes. Motherfucker blow. Out of this soul. Large system. Eyes wide closed. The cold. I know it's wide shut, but I don't give a fuck. Up my house fly. My bitch drive. My car spoke to me. From inside. Suck a free game. JP. East side. Hop skipping and jump. We ripping the pump. You say a word about me. Till I'm ripping you up. One in the head, from this one in the head. Different women in bed, cause of the words that I said.
Yeah.
Kidnap your mother, put on speaker. Then somebody yell, shoot her like they playing on defense. I know that, don't give me a reason to start squeezing. Just do no leave.
No justice, get out of your league. Get out the first heat, boy, get out of your speed. I'm a bad news gangster, fresh out of the peas. Classico, high hands of the keys. Before you mention me, I pity you fools, no Mr. P. I had your ass talking to guard, N2C, y'all say we. You better say he, and never judge a book by its cover, motherfucker. You can't read, cross me, and now I make sure that your ass bleeds. Young fuck, you all fucked up. Mixed breed, but while I'm shifting gears in the 6 feet, if I consider big leagues, fuck satisfying the big needs, trick please.
Is it breathing? Can I still murk it? Still a heartbeat?
Yeah.
This shit perfect.
Okay.
I wrote a 16,
yeah.
One of them ill verses.
Yeah.
This one a classic. Whole year's working.
You got that right, I ain't giving you shit. There's not money over everything as long as I exist. King of the jungle, you great lying shit. I'd rather lie and shit before I lie and sit. You gon' die like that before you fly and sit. So I caught your bitch sitting. Iron shit. Now I rule your house with an iron fist. Got the nose for this shit. Get the flying slip. Slip.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, the hip hop informer. 11:35 in the city of Tampa, Florida. It's 11:35 in Norfolk, VA. I got my man Mac hanging out from KP. Hey, Mac, hit him up with the Twitter.
You said the Twitter. The Twitter is going to be at KP underscore sucker free. SUCKAFREE. Sucker free.
Hey, hit him up right now. Tell them how you feel about the Fat Lady joint. Tell them how you feel about the VA state of mind. Stand by, Max. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Give it up for Didi.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you very, very soon. Check me out. Tonight's health and wellness segment is about just, again, just staying motivated overall. We are definitely talking about goals and preparing for our goals and how to meet those goals mentally, emotionally, physically, in all aspects of our life. But, you know, again, it's just like staying motivated with just physical exercise overall. You still have to just be motivated, just like we talked about in our previous show, you know, things that motivate us, you know. One thing you want to do is revisit your past. You want to go back and say, what are my goals? How close am I,
am I to them? Have a little checklist. Make sure you go back, check some things off. So that lets you know that you're making progress. Be real with yourself. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't say you did something when you didn't. Don't say, it's okay if I procrastinated a little bit. Just be real and honest. And then go back and get pumped up about it. Get excited about the reason why you set this goal. What are you doing it for? What was your motivation for the whole purpose anyway? And again, remember the reward system. Every goal, every little bit that you, every little step you make towards the big goal, you reward yourself, whatever that is, be it money, shoes, clothes, electronics, whatever it is. Make sure you use your resources. If you feel like you're at a crossroads, use your resources. That'll help you remain motivated. And again, don't wait for a miracle. It's not going to happen by osmosis. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to put in work, faith, without works is dead. Always remember that. And don't come with any excuses. Excuses are what? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Excuses are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? So stop making excuses. Go out and make it happen. Don't make excuses. So please visit www.hackmedia.com for more details about basically just staying motivated on how to meet your goals and being as far as what you prepared for 2011.
That's Didi, live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight with Health and Wellness. I am T.M. Hyman, live out of Hack Media Studios in Tampa, Florida. We'll be back.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shawty? You need to slow down. Pull over
be busy doing other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, side by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras was faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later.
It's Jay God. Yeah, I'm in this bitch. About to spaz on these niggas like Menendez did. Gotta trash these niggas. Grab me a Memphis and beat it up on the bathroom fixture in the crab position. Listen, I've been doing it well since I was 12, baby. She needs to flow like she rockin' the R-Tel, baby. Her and her friend, we could meet at the hotel. Lay me down, let them run they train. I don't run no game, I'm a vet in the game. Nita Dame is my pet, and she claimed my set. To the death, and she rap like a congressman. Use her mouth when she takes off the condom. Damn,
hey, what
that's
you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later.
Nigga, quit.
Call me later.
I used to say, practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. Perfect, practice makes perfect, I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the menus I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, bruh, shap to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity dank, sour punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch set.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Call me later.
That was Call Me Later here on CM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us this Wednesday evening. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. Mac, anything you want to close out with this evening? You guys have any shows coming up in the VA area? Any special projects you want to let the people know about?
I mean, as far as the shows, we'll keep everybody updated, but, you know, make sure everybody go to www.datpiff.com and check out the mixtape, Welcome to the Guillotine, Volume 2. It's hosted by DJ Vlad. We also in the works of still working on the album that's going to be called Paradox. It should be coming out sometime later this year. We still got a whole bunch of projects and stuff in order with Wet Money. Shout out to H21, Moody, and Memphis 10. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I just want to shout out my team, KT, Sucker Free, CMG. You know, we do it for the letters. You know, Cheek was good, Slim Frazier. You know what I mean? Everybody who didn't tune in before, you know, my name is MAC, a.k.a. Needle in the Haystack. I am the Knight of Virginia. I mean, that's basically all I got to say. Thanks for having us on the show.
Hey, no doubt, dude. Well, welcome to the Guillotine, Volume 2, KP.
Yes, sir.
Hey, check them out on Twitter. Hey, dude, y'all can come back whenever. We're gonna keep it moving, and we're gonna rock, go off. Yo, that means we played all three songs twice in the show. That's love. You know.
Yeah, we got much more music for y'all. Cause I mean, we're working on Volume 4 right now.
So that's just good. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.
KP.
Yeah.
Already.
Well, since we're talking about chivalry, I wanted to share something that someone sent me the other day. A good friend of mine, John Hart, he sends these inspirational messages, right? So he sends these messages like, if you are independent and you can do everything by yourself, how will you successfully function in a partnership or relationship? No man or woman is an island. We are made for fellowship. How do y'all feel about that? Like, so, I mean, because a lot of women are in the position of being independent. You know, yeah. and it made
balance,
sense to me when I saw it, you know.
It's balance.
Yeah, but finding that balance is so, like, it's like walking
lifetime on
eggshells and ice.
It takes a lifetime, though, I believe. You got to be striving towards balance. Coop still hanging out with us, Washington, D.C. How do you balance it all, Coop? Working man, you're clearly a leader. You know, you're a role model, you know, mentor, father. How do you balance it all?
That's the major question of the day. That's the $100 question. Is, I don't know, it's just, you really run out of hours in a day.
Yeah, you do.
So you just fit in what you can and hope you don't forget too much.
But, I mean, is like dating different for you?
Uh-huh. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was asking, like, do you find dating different for you, like, now that Kennedy is older?
Yeah, it is. It is different because you got to be more choicy, especially if you're going to bring that person around her. So for me, it's like, so it is. It's totally different for me.
Yeah, oh, Kennedy is his daughter, if y'all didn't know who I was talking about.
Yeah, you got kind of personal there, you know.
Yeah, I know. Excuse me.
Let me. Yeah.
My baby.
Yeah. She kicked her feet up on the coffee table.
She turned into a straight-up conversation, didn't she?
Yeah. My bad.
Well, this is B-Real Radio.
B-Real Radio,
and I can appreciate, really, the question. And Coop, because this is a major platform. And so, and folks, if you are just tuning into the program, you missed it. You got to go back and listen to the podcast. Appreciate KP and those dudes for stopping past. It's Hump Day Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. Join us back on Friday. We'll be here at 10 p.m. With Overdose, www.iamoverdose.com. Welcome to the show.
You were about to make a point. Okay, I'll continue. Okay, so Coop, you did make a good point though. Like, it is harder to date when your children are older. So it's like it kind of changes, even though it's like you are teaching your daughter how a man or a boyfriend, you know, should treat her. At the same time, it makes it kind of hard for you to date, you know, because you have to like, I guess, filter the people first before you can bring them around your daughter and then show her how a relationship works.
Yeah, let me give you an example. She was laughing this past weekend. We were talking, and she was talking about somebody that we know that was a bridezilla, and we were talking about it, and she was laughing. So I told her, I said, it's funny. I said, but that's not cool. I said, when you get older and you start dating after you're 35, and you decide to get married, I said, you can't be a bridezilla, I said, because we don't act that way. I said, it looks funny on TV and stuff, but that's not real life. People shouldn't act that way in real life.
Right. Good job. 35. Why are y'all watching Bridezilla? Right. Okay.
35.
Look, because I think that's how
slip that
is.
In
you got to get married. She slid that in there. Okay, so for all the ladies listening, Coop is 35 and ready to get married.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to let you respond to that, bro. You just got the floor.
I don't even know how. See, when you got women ganging up on you, it's kind of hard to respond.
Yeah. Go for it.
35. I don't know if I'm ready to get married. Wait a minute. Well, yeah, I am. I'm ready. Depending on which one I'm ready to sign the prenup.
There it is. Hey,
I shut them down, didn't I?
Yeah. But CeeLo, thanks for bringing it back. But I think the question really was about that balance for real. For cats really seeking balance and who might find themselves drowning. You know what I'm saying? I found myself drowning at times. Coop, I don't have kids, though, so I know the added responsibility of having to rear and, you know what I'm saying, protect and guide, you know what I'm saying, and provide for, it's huge. Everybody's not living up to their responsibilities. How do you really do it and still seek to apply chivalry in 2011? For real, for dudes who are really struggling, because I think you're probably above where most are.
I think you just got to be prepared to know how to know when to sacrifice, because chivalry is also about sacrifice. Like for me, there's certain things that I want to do, but I know I get my daughter every other weekend. So it's like it might be this or that going on this weekend in Miami, L.A., Vegas, or whatever, but I have my daughter that weekend. So I'm like, okay, I can't go. I can't go that weekend. So that's your balance. But them other weekends, I do as much as I can.
Party like a rock star.
Yeah.
Don't go to Love. Whatever y'all do, don't go there. Damn that club. Damn.
No, we didn't change it up now.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Hey, it's Wednesday. Hump day in the city. Hey, y'all be safe out there. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, Coop Live out of Washington, D.C. I think we got Overdose hanging out with us. Step it in the 11th hour.
OD?
Well, if it's not OD, area code 404, last four digits, 2177. Tell us your name, you call from.
It is not right here.
Lord,
what's up,
homie?
Well, it's good, man. I just wanted to bust in the conversation and let y'all know I got some new fire about to come y'all way in a second. Yeah.
Yes,
hey,
we're
looking out for it, man.
Waiting for it, baby.
Hey, we'll check this out. And go with the whole topic y'all had today. You know what I'm saying? See how that went, right? I didn't even know what y'all was talking about. But the music I'm going to send y'all, though, it's around the same, you know what I mean, on the same subject that y'all talking about tonight.
Okay,
hey,
well, tell us how you feel.
Go ahead and weigh in. Go ahead and weigh in as we close it out tonight. Again, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. This is Law. You can check them out, Law Music Nation, which is
the
Law?
Lawless Music Nation, that's just a Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, me, I just go by Lawless, Law, L.A. Dub, either three, you know what I'm saying? But,
Chivalry. Is it Dead Law?
It depends, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you can't be like that for every female, though, you know what I'm saying? Some deserve to be treated like that, and some need to be showing chivalry to me, you know
what I mean? Oh, wow. Right? how do you do that, though? What if you meet a woman that you want to treat like that, but she don't know nothing about it? How do you show her that?
Well, that's something that you show. It ain't really nothing you can tell. I can tell you all day I'm going to do this and do that, but, you know, I got to show you. I can tell you I'm going to open the door when we get to the restaurant, but I might not do that, you know what I'm saying? So I got to show you at the same time.
Well, can you make a conscious effort to keep chivalry alive?
Nah, I can't really lie like that.
So you're not going to lie like that.
Nah, at the same time,
I mean,
that's just my characteristics. I ain't saying it's a bad or a good thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to be your own man. However you handle your females, how you do it, but, you know, that's just what it is.
Hey, Lord. Hey, come back, man. Come back Friday. Get us that track. Come back Friday. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to rock it. Hang out with us. We only on for an hour, so let's make it a power pack hour, man. Come back, chill out with us Friday, 10 p.m. Hey, folks, go back and check out the podcast from the top. All right? We got Sincere still hanging out from Las Vegas, Nevada. You got it.
What up? I just called to say goodnight. I didn't mean to hang up. I was losing my hand. About to lose all my money at the poker table, so I had to hang up on y'all.
Hey, dude. You the one.
Thank
hey, meet us out in Miami, Sincere. February 25th, 26th. We coming to you live, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, this is my man Law, featuring C. Roller. What's his name? Good night, everybody. Hey, hey, take us home. Take us home, Angel.
Be blessed. Just be blessed.
Yes, peace and blessings. Keep chivalry alive or something like that. Keep your hands off
or
the
something
key.
Like
no, I don't know, right? Rock it.
Good night, everybody.
Miami!
Good night, everybody. It's going down February 25th, 26th. Good night.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman Live, talk radio show. CM, CM,